want to exploit Swami Maharaj, his name, good name, his credit, his goodwill. They know themselves what is their position in real, measuring by real standard within, but there are many who cannot control the temptation of exploiting him. Guru Bhogi, there is a term, Krishna Bhogi, wants to exploit Krishna, wants to exploit Guru, his name, and to make field for his own personal exploitation. That is also possible. So, a real student, a bona fide student, he is to be alert on all sides that the non-Krishna may come in different dress, and I must try to save me. And if we are sincere, none can disturb us. The Vibhishan, you see, we must not rely on Maya. Hanuman was keeping the Ram Lakshman within the room of his tail. And the Vibhishan is warning Hanuman, very careful. That Mahiravan will entice you, entice Ram Lakshman. And in different dress he will come. Then at last he came in the garb of Vibhishan himself and took him away. So the possibility of the approaching of Maya is very spacious, comprehensive. So we have to be very careful to maintain the valuable tendency and outlook of our inner arrogance, what we have got this. We'll be very careful to maintain that, and if possible, to make progress on the line. That is our interest. So God saved me from enemies, that is also a general thing. God saved me from my friends, that is also there. And I am also included within that. You must be alert of that. I may be also. As a friend, I may go to receive you. You will be so much careful. Careful. At your own risk, you pray for the Supreme, the Chaitanya Guru, for giving the right direction. The right direction. What is what? What is what? What is to be accepted? Crucial point. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. I don't want to take the responsibility. Mahaprabhu and Krishna has also not taken the responsibility. You are free. Bhimishvaita-dashi-se-na-jatichyasi-tathakuru. One who can complain, compel everything to come to his own line. He also says, you are free. What I had to say, I have said. Now you, Arjuna, decide what you have to do. Vimishta etad asesena, exhaustively, to the fullest capacity of yourself, you discriminate and decide. what step you are going to accept. What is that? What else? Anything?
Maharaj?
Yes?
Yesterday, they asked me if I accepted the GBC as absolute. I say, because I accept them as relative, because they see themselves as absolute. And then they ask, do you accept Sridhar Maharaj as absolute? I say, yes, I accept him as absolute because he sees himself as relative.
He said, yesterday he was asked, do you accept the GBC as absolute?
Who?
Madhav Prabhu.
Madhav Prabhu.
They asked him. He said, no, I see the GBC as relative because they think themselves to be absolute. But I see Sridhar Maharaj as absolute because he presents himself as relative.
in that own coin. Yes, I am of conscious, both absolute and reality. I am relative also. Everyone holds a relative position. Because there are more to realize there. Oh, he's a research scholar.
Presented very scientifically.
ওই জলের কল বড় ঘরের সামনে থেকে ওই একটা করে গোবিন্দধামে চলে গেছে একটা আর একটা কৃষ্ণমণি দিন
जय ओम विष्णु पाद श्री भक्ति लखकृ हरदेव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय
The day of departure of one Rasikananda Maharaj, disciple of Samananda Prabhu, Rasikananda Prabhu, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, at the same time, the day of departure of our colleague, Madhav Maharaj. Rasikananda Maharaj, he was in Midnapur side. He was the disciple of Samananda Prabhu. Samananda Prabhu's history is this, that he first got initiation in Sakkarasa, from Hridaya Nanda or Hridaya Chaitanya Goswami, near Kalna. Anyhow, he went to see Vrindavan. He came of a non-Brahmin family, generally cultivated section. Went to Vrindavan and one day in the more early morning he is out on visiting different holy places. From Nandagram he is going eastward towards Khadirvan. Suddenly found on the an ornament called Nupur, the foot ornament of the ladies. Food ornament of the ladies. He got 70 pounds.
Bangle.
Bangle.
Yes.
Nupur in Sanskrit. You have to hold the foot in this way. Then he took it on his bag and very much charged with love divine, he is going. Suddenly, when looking backside, he found that a girl of exquisite beauty, she is searching for something there, where he got it. Then he came back, asked the girl, what you are searching for? Hey, an ornament missed here. Manupur of Radharanu missed somewhere here. I am searching for that. I have got it. He handed over. And the girl put that Nupur on his forehead and vanished. And he was beside himself. What's the matter? I am fortunate enough that I have got. I have had darshan of the divine themselves of Balyo. Then he had a thinking in this way. Already he had some sakkarasa. Sakkarasa training his guru gave him mantra and such. He thinking that I have got that sort of duty. He's thinking in that way and taking them. But from this incident, a change came in his mind. And his tendency began to grow in favor of Madhura Rasa. How beautiful, charming figure they are. What is their duty at night? They attend a Rasa ceremony. And this is thinking thus, there was a great change in his mind. And he connected Jiva Goswami. Such is the condition. My Gurudev, he is in that rasa. But I am finding deep tendency, irresistible, towards the service of Madhura Rasa. What to do? If Goswami examined him and being satisfied, gave him diksha in Madhura Rasa. Then this was broadcasted gradually amongst the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, not only in Vrindavan but in Gaur Mandal also. Such has happened, the case. His guru, Hiray Chaitanya, he felt disturbed. What is this? Jiva Goswami, the standard Vaishnava, followers of Rupa Sanatana. He did such things. That is against Kasi. Samananda was my disciple. Anyhow, he managed to call for a Vaishnava assembly in Vrindavan. And there, from that assembly, he called for Jiva Goswami and both Samananda to give explanation for that. Incautious activity. Jiva Goswami did not attend, but he sent Samananda to go. Go attend the meeting, answer their call. Samananda went from the meeting, from the committee, the assembly, called explanation. What's the matter? You took initiation from Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu? Yes, I did. What was your tilak? At that time it was such and such. Now you have changed your tilak into that Nupura? Yes, it is changed. Why and how? He related this story. No, he wanted his guru desire that that present tilak will be effaced. You efface your tilak, present tilak. Well, I can't efface. If you can, you may efface my tilak. They tried, but could not. Then they are bewildered. What's the matter? Why such? What is this? He related the narration, the story. Then, of course, they had some awe, reverence. Then he told his another internal story. But when the call for explanation came, he prayed to Radharani. This is the difficulty, what I am to do. Then it is told that Radharani gave him assurance, I shall look after that. So Radharani connected with Subal, the leader of the Sakkarasa in his group. Yeah, one of your servitors, I am taking in, you allow. And he gladly did so. In this way, that was intimated to, revealed to the Hridaya Chaitanya, and everything was compromised. This is Samananda. When he came back, these three, Narottam, Srinivas, Samananda. These three came back with the bullock cart where the chest full of books and that was looted near Bakura, Vishnupur, Bakura. And after trying for many days for searching out those books, they failed, and then Samananda went to his own country to preach. Vrindavan side, and Narottam also left for North Bengal to preach, to mind their own lesson. But Srinivas was leader of them, in charge of the books. He did not leave. Like half mad, he was roaming. And anyhow, when that was looted by the local chief, Virhambir by name, he had some affinity for Bhagavatam. and his guru Vyas, one Vyas by name, he used to chant Bhagavatam in his assembly every afternoon. And Srinivas anyhow came, and suddenly, unconsciously, he pointed out some mistake in the reading of Bhagavat, that Vyasa, Virhambhesh Guru. Then he was detected, though he is not a mad, but he is a great genius in Bhagavatam. Then anyhow, they came to know his position, and the book was lost, Gantam, all these things came in. And then they told that, I have stolen those caskets. And it was shown to Srinivas, and the Virhambhesh also became disciple of Srinivasam. Then Samananda went preaching in Vrindavan. He got a disciple named Rasikananda. He was very sincere, and his feeling, emotion was so much great. Almost after Diksha, he became half mad. And he was preaching the name of Krishna and the Vrindavana, Lila of Mahaprabhu, of Krishna, as by Mahaprabhu. And his sentiments were so deep that he is told by some to be the avatar, Aniruddha avatar. That which is not found in human soul. Such intense were his sentiments about the different thought of Vrindavan. He established a mot on the western side of Midnapur district,
Gopi Vallabh.
His seat was famous seat was there, and he preached in a very intense way. In Rashik Mangal, there is a book, it is mentioned there, that one day one fakir, Muslim fakir, who had some power of showing miracles to the public. He came, he heard the name of Rasikananda to be a great saint. So he came to test him. He came on the back of a tiger to the ashram of Rasikananda. Where is he? I have come to see him. He is a great saint. And at that time, it is told that Rasikananda Prabhu, he was rubbing his teeth by a bench, a small bench of a tree.
Twig.
Twig. And he was sitting on a broken wall of a broken room, an earthen wall. Then when it was intimated to him that fakir has come on the back of a tiger, then it is told he asked the wall, the broken wall where he is sitting, the wall, then it is necessary that you should go, you should carry me. And the wall coming. And then the fakir came down from the tiger. This is animate and he can move the inanimate. This is Siddhi. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Rasikananda Prabhu, he was a Shuddha Bhakta. But this Yoga Vibhuti, the wall, inanimate wall, was asked to advance, to march on, and the wall did. What's the matter? Then, of course, it is seen, it is stated, Mukti Shayam Mukulita Anjali Shiva Tisman, Dharmatva Kamagataya Samaya Pratiksha. The Siddhi, Yoga Siddhi, all these things, they only wait for the order of a Vaishnava. Who does not care for Siddhi? But if any place such wish may come to them, it is affected. And these things prove, these incidents, if we take to be true, then that theory, it is very difficult to prove by the science of fossilism. But what I say, everything is hypnotism. And the character of hypnotism, then all is possible. All is possible. Only will force that can show anyone anything. The willpower can create so many thoughts and ideas of our experience. We can explain from that background. Anyhow, Rasikananda Prabhu, he spread the Mahaprabhu's doctrine in that part of the land extensively. And his devotion was very fervent and sentimental. His heart fully melted when he took the name of the Lord or engaged himself in any sadhu. So that's so that the section of Vaishnava, they thought he is not human soul, but he is Ishvara Koti, that he is a function of the Lord Himself, Avatar, is told by some, Rajigam. His day of departure is today. And then the next, Jagannath Das Babaji, who is supposed to be the Vesha Guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and also Vesha Guru of Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, as well as that of Guru of Charandas Babaji, who was the Guru of Ramdas Babaji, so-called Ramdas Babaji. His Guru was Charandas, and Charandas, his Guru was Bhagavad Das. Bhagavad Das and Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, who is Guru of our Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, they took, Bhagavad Das and Gaurakishore Das took their Babaji initiation from Jagannath Das Babaji. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also told to have his Vesha, that Babaji Vesha and the mantra from Jagannath Das Babaji. And also it is told that Jagannath Das Babaji, once he went to find where is the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. And he He was very old, 125 years old, and crippled. And one UP devotee named Bihari Das, we have seen him, he used to carry him on his shoulders generally. He one day told that I want to see the birthplace of Chaitanya Dev, taking on the other side of the Ganges. Jagannath Das Babaji has got his samadhi here. See, he was taken there and stopped here. Dig earth. Here, the Kaji broke the mridanga of many of some householders of that time who used to go on chanting before Mahaprabhu subdued him. And some broken pieces of the Ardhan, that mridanga was found in there. And it is told that was in Shiva Sangam somewhere there, like nearby. Just Jagannath Das Babaji. So in another way, he also located the birthplace of Mahaprabhu on that side. His samadhi is this side. Jagannath Das Babaji. His day of departure is also today. And Madhav Maharaj, you know, he was my godbrother, junior to me, both in age and also in junior. 1930, he joined the mission exclusively. You might have seen him, a fair, young, energetic man. He was very energetic, so much so. Our Guru Maharaj once remarked that he has got volcanic energy, that Madhav Maharaj. Volcanic energy he has got. Very energetic. And he was very dissatisfied with me, and he tried always that you must come out for preaching. For a long time he was in my party. I am sannyasi and he was white-clad canvasser and collection was generally his responsibility. And whatever we collected, we sent it straight to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was happy to speak. This is my party. My part. Anyhow, our preaching was also satisfactory and the collection also. So he was very satisfied with my preaching capacity and reported to Guru Maharaj many a time. Whether any opponent equipped with ancient knowledge of Veda, Upanishad, Puran, etc., or a modern scholar with any scientific knowledge may come to oppose, Sridhar Maharaj will keep the prestige all through of the mission. That was his remark, and especially of my analogy. I could give appropriate analogy to the opponents to prove my case. That was some specialist in, very special.
Uh,
Your use of analogy. You spoke of your use of analogy.
That was very famous. I was famous for my analogy. Accurate analogy.
Can you give us some examples?
Analogy in every point. Wherever in difference, I try to put my case by giving some analogy. That is my special characteristic. You also can hear. Whenever generally I put some analogy to clear the position of the ontological aspect.
Yes.
That is my nature. In Nyaya-sastra. Once it happened that in Khulna, one Ramakrishna, follower of Ramakrishna Mission, a doctor, man of position, he came to fight on their part. And I told him to make him understand in course of my discussion that there are so many big signboards, but if the auditor goes in, they say the company is bankrupt. So Ramakrishna Mission, Bharat Seva Ashram, Congress, they are giving relief work to the people, doing good service to the people. A big signboard is on the office. But if a real auditor goes to check what sort of benefit they are doing, they say they are all bankrupt companies. No capital, but only show. Then it is gone. Siddhanti Maharaj, who has got a mutt here at Calcutta Puri, then in his we came, Madhav Maharaj, the Haggi Brahmachari came, we were with Prabhupada in Puri, and he gave lecture and quoted such example, that very example, and that was out in an article in Nodiya Prakash. Prabhupada read it. Siddhanti, that is Siddhaswar Brahmachari, he can put good analogy, this economy analogy, that they are a joy gift, Brahmachari, Madhav Maharaj. You know, this is Pilar Maharaj's analogy. In this way, in Madras, when our Guru Maharaj was, we'll go there, we are arranging for some procession from the station to the mart. I went to visit the leader of Boy Scout, a Marathi gentleman, some comment. I asked him that we are making arrangements for many things to follow the procession. We'd like if your Boy Scout also can join our procession. No, no, that is only for social work. We have no religious program for us. We don't commit. Well, ours is also social. How your is social? You do on the religious side, you take up, no social work. I gave him an analogy. Suppose, what is this? You are the human species, cow species, dog species, so many species. You like the, we shall help the dog society, retaining them, that they would be dog always. dog society. Our ours is that if there is possibility of the dog to come to human society, we shall take our service in that line, to make the dog, to the dog up to the human section, if possible. Then what sort of service will be more useful? In the man, of course, if it is possible to make the, to take the dog to the human society, that will be more appreciable. The ours is that, like that. And you want, the dog will remain dog, and you will serve them. In that, one gentleman, one of you care, you, this man is dead, you do not go, like Ramakrishna Mission, you don't attend the patients. But if he is dead, to whom will you preach? He came with this question. I told that, suppose there is a famine, and I have got some quantity of food, I am distributing, and all the crowd is there, and I am only distributing the food. But if someone flies away, run away, should I stop my distribution and run after him to fetch him? Then again, I shall distribute. But the whole crowd is there. I am doing that important business. If I stop distributing, then so many will be losers. Why I should take? So many men, Muslims dying. What's the matter? Dying money, going away from my sight. Then why should I engage myself in another engagement without distributing the nectar? That will be bad economy. In this way, whatever. Once I went to an education minister there, I guess, for a recommendation letter, we shall go to your district for preaching. We want an introduction letter. No, no, Swamiji, that is village, and you must learn Tamil, then you can go and preach there. But you are in English, you can't preach there. He told like that. I told, suppose I am running through the street of your village and a boy is drowning in the water, in a tank. Should I go to learn Tamil? Or any way I shall try to make understand that he is drowning, what should we do? So we are looking with that importance, the man is drowning. So any man, any interpreter, we shall catch there and we shall give vent to our feelings to help them. In this way, whatever any opposition is to come, I could put some analogy in the bundle. There was one ICS. The king of Jaipur, Odisha, he promised to pay for the cost for the construction of the Madras temple. But he told that, I do not know, the new Dhyan ICS he has come, Gopula Reddy, you will please approach him. He will pay you the money. I am only signing. I avoided that. That is a young ICS newcomer. If I approach him, some opposition may come. But the king has signed. This will be